job be more of the loony bin? Since I actually work with loony people?
Yeah.
Nope, that's mine.
Nurse practitioner. Nurse Ratchet.
Healthcare industry.
My name is Dr. Noodles.
Hit record and then you guys just shut up.
We know what we were doing.
You gotta give us an intro. I need a setup.
I don't have an intro.
What were you talking about? What was I saying? Something.
But you gotta talk loud and project this way.
Oh.
God. Fucking amateurs.
Well, we were talking about investment, and you said you gotta have, so you gotta invest to be able to spend. All right. So what are we spending?
Yeah, well, you know, I can go out and buy a house, but that's not gonna do anything for us except have a place to live. But what's gonna keep it going? So you gotta invest your money in something so that we can go live in this place and not have to worry about money.
No? Well, so what does it mean if you buy the place and then all the expenses are covered? What are you saying? You want more than whatever the outlay is?
Just like this. Today I can go out and buy a new Jaguar, right? But I got monthly payments on this thing. So I can go out and buy this new Jaguar. And for the next 5-6 years, I'm going to be making monthly payments. And it's going to be like a $100,000 car. At the end of the year, at the end of the 5 years, what do I have? A car that's now worth maybe $30,000-$40,000. But if instead,
when you drive off the lot,
it immediately drops. And Jaguars, they just, they're the worst with the luxury car market on keeping their value. All right. So what I do instead is I go and invest my money in a business, which is actually a business, not something where I create a job for myself, right? And I have other people work this business. The profit that I get from that business, now I can go use to buy my car. At the end of 5 years, I still have a car that's been fully paid for, not out of my pocket, but out of my business. And at the end of the 5 years, I still have the business that's giving me money. And I can either write it off if I actually use it for my business, which I might try to.
You would.
That's what I told Bonnie.
That's it.
I said you could buy the house, and that would be our I keep wanting to say Camp Central. You know, you would you know, sell your wares, your muffins and your your cupcakes, and you know, I do my artwork and journals, and you do your thing, and then you would write it off as that's your business location.
See?
That's your business.
That's our office.
There you go. And then I would have to be the keeper of the house because I'd have to live there and make sure no one would bust in and steal all of our good stuff. And Bonnie's cupcakes and her muffins.
Mm-hmm. I see.
That was my business plan.
Great business plan.
LLC.
But what's better
what
than
is that?
Limited liability corporation.
Yep. Mm. But what's better
good
than
one,
that?
Good one, Bonnie. I'm very impressed.
You see, what's better than that is if you actually do it as a nonprofit.
That's
see,
true.
You were talking about that too.
Because let's say, in my current business, I have an LLC. Right. So a person that works, what they do is they go out to a job, they work. They pay taxes on whatever they earn, then they get their paycheck. So taxes are taken out first. As far as I understand, I could be wrong, but when you have a company, your company earns money, pays the expenses, and then gets taxed on whatever's left.
Whatever's left over, that's correct.
On the net profit.
Right.
Now what I do is, if I can equal out my net profit, let's say my net profit is $100,000, and I go start a nonprofit organization that will actually do nonprofit work. Right? Not just some shell company to hide money. But what happens is, if I have $100,000 left in my company, I'm going to get taxed at, what, 15, 20%? That's $20,000, right? But if I put this $100,000 net profit into a nonprofit organization, I only have to spend 5% of that towards a cause. And that's 5% of not total money in the organization, but 5% of new money every year. So if I put in $100,000 this year, I only have to spend $5,000. Right? Plus, every time we travel on this nonprofit stuff. So let's say I do something for something in an Asian country or in Europe. Let's say kids and education. If I go to take a trip and I visit orphanages and stuff like that, I can write off the whole thing on this nonprofit. And then at the end of the day, all I gotta do is donate $5,000 to a cause.
Why are we doing this then? Come on, Jay.
I know. It's like today. He wants me to set up the podcast
Austria?
And to do it. I'm like, well, what do you want to do? What do you want to talk about? He's like, I don't care. I just want to show up. You just do it. I want to be there. I just want to like set it up. I want to be like, he's gonna be like our big daddy, you know?
It'll be all right.
Oh, I think the podcast is something fun to do, and it's great for me to kind of get involved with, but I'm not the idea guy when it comes to podcasts and stuff like that. That's, you know,
I'd be surprised if you work off your gratitude list.
But it's still kind of like, you know, I've had this nonprofit thing bouncing around in my head, and I don't know exactly what I want to focus on yet. Because there's so many things out there for kids. There's so many things out there for orphanages, veterans, stuff like that. So for me, the things that are near and dear to me is veterans. And then on top of that, I was a medic. So maybe helping with... Because, you know, these kids come out of the military, us medics, and then we have the GI Bill. But sometimes the GI Bill doesn't cover everything.
Right.
So if it's that last semester or that last year of college to get your bachelor's or your master's, whatever, then maybe we can do that, which is just tuition and maybe books, you know, or something to help maybe a veteran whose child is in school or something like that, you know, but I don't know. I feel like I got to narrow it down to a niche and just do it.
How long you been thinking about it?
A couple of years now.
Oh, come on, Jay. Yeah. You know, it's...
Well, that's what we were talking about today.
Plug on that, especially the veterans part of it. I like that. You know,
the plug or the trigger?
I'd rather plug than I would like the trigger. You know?
But it was like we were saying today about, do I want to spend another year talking about it?
Uh-huh.
I mean, there's a whole other year of not doing stuff or another... You know, I don't want to end up another year going, oh, I just spent another year talking about it. And it was like you know, he was saying, you know, I'm afraid of this, I'm afraid of that, and, you know, what is that? I got to find a way to tattoo it, you know, that, you know, my heart's desire is on the other side of fear,
mm-hmm.
you know?
Because you ought to read a good book about that and getting something done is read that book, Resilience, about the Navy SEALs.
Have you finished that book
mm-hmm.
yet? Finished it?
I did. Yeah.
Look at me, I'm surprised.
Yeah.
I don't mean to say it like that.
Well, it's taking me how long? I mean, it's taking me 6 months to finish it, but you know what? There's a lot, there's so much information in there.
No, guys, I get it. It's a caterpillar.
That, you know, I mean, there is definitely a need out there for the men and women that come back. That I had no idea, you know, what PTSD does. And the mission and what and the problems that they face when they come back. And, you know, society just kind of pushes them by the wayside. Yeah, we have things in place, but really, those things in place, we all know how the government runs. You're a number, you're a name, you're not even a name, you're a number. It's the small group of people that always get things done.
But don't you think, though, that, you know, I think a lot of places kind of narrow themselves into a niche that, and I think niches only last until the niche is... What do you call it? You know, satiated
fulfilled.
Yeah. It's like, what is the focus for today? You know, what are we working on today? When you think in a broader stroke or canvas, you're like recovery or things like that. I mean, that could apply to, you know, you're not just one specific thing. You're not just helping one thing.
Is that what, wouldn't that, isn't that what you do, though, is focus on one specific area?
Yeah, I think for me, I'd want to focus on one specific area. The thing for me, why I haven't really gone further with this whole nonprofit idea, is because I'm not that type of person to go and canvas for funds.
See, I think that's where Bonnie would be good. Because she could, she knows, like, when you want to talk about history, especially like this town, she knows the bodies, she knows where they're buried, who buried them, and how long they've been in the ground.
Where the graveyard.
So that's
are.
Why I think if she did, if you ever did do the real estate, you'd be so good because you would know, you know this community.
I know, and the just community, like you, but I'm not good at selling weeds in the winter. You know when it's, you know.
Or
but,
you could just sell the weeds
or,
in the
you know, or this pile of horse shit looks real good. You know, can you see your house on it? You know, that just that doesn't interest me. I'd rather sell cupcakes and ask you how you're doing and what else can I get you.
Yeah, would you like to see my muffins or my cupcakes? These are my cupcakes.
Yeah. But there's definitely a need, and you know what, this area that you're in, Jay, is, or whatever, Noodles. It's a, you know, it's an area that there's a lot of flag flyers around here. And you'd get a lot of support.
What does that mean?
A lot of donations.
What's flag flyers?
People that are patriotic. Yeah.
There you go. Yep.
Kind of like we talk about. Watch their feet, not their mouth.
Exactly. Mm-hmm. I mean, go up and down my street. I mean, just where I live. You know, every other house has their flag flying. You know, look at the businesses around here. Where was I at today that I walked out? I was impressed they had a flag in the window. Shit, I can't remember where I was. I'm like, yeah. Well, look where we were at. Where were we out at the Cafe de Riverside? They had that old flag out there. You know, in the old burger joint that we went out in Riverside.
Oh, yeah.
You know?
But, you know, I don't know how this ties in, but there's a lot of people, you're right. I mean, just in our world, in our community, you know, there's just so many people that, you know, want to, you know, like, look what happened in Florida. I didn't want to talk about it, but I'm affected. I didn't know how affected I am by it. I didn't know how affected other people that are now in my life that weren't in my life before are affected for me.
Mm-hmm.
You know, when, you know, Bill hugged me today, I'm sitting here like, why are you hugging me? You know, and then he told me, I'm like, I had no clue how, you know, I don't even know how to say what I was feeling. You know, I didn't think people cared. I didn't think, you know, people were affected, but they didn't know how to speak to it. They didn't know how to talk about it. You know, and then I get mad and outraged because people didn't know what's happening. You know, there's this guy that was on one of those news shows being interviewed. He was like, and walked off the news set because they refused, the guest and the news guy person refused to admit that what happened in Orlando was gay hate crime. They said it was a crime against humanity. And it's like, this is the largest thing that has affected a gay culture. If you hit a mosque, you know, it would be anti-Semitism. But they refuse to say, you know, it's anti-gay. And it doesn't...
But that's one jackass's opinion.
But no, it's, you know, there's
it's
this
It's not
whole...
really. It goes along with what you were saying. It's like... I remember when 9/11 happened, and this one lady who I worked with, I always remember this. She goes, how did it affect me? I mean, she didn't know anybody was there. She wasn't in New York. She wasn't inconvenienced by anything, not even
changed
with the travel.
The whole world.
Yeah, well, that's what I kind of get where some people say it's a thing against humanity, but how can you not be affected by that loss of life?
Oh, yeah.
You know, now it's true. Now it's to a point now where you know, it's happened. We can all say, it's becoming so casual now. You know, it's kind of like you, you know, I was mad at you for a minute because you didn't know what even happened. But we get so desensitized, we don't even want to watch the news anymore.
That's why I don't
watch it. I mean, I remember, yeah. You know, and then if you're Facebooking, then it trickles in. You know, I remember when Michael Jackson died. I remember when Whitney Houston died. It's all big, and Prince, you know. It all just funnels in. That's how we get our news and get our stuff nowadays. So, you know, you just by where we live, you know, there was that guy that shot everybody up in Kalamazoo. You know, he just had no, he was just crazy. You can't walk down the street now. You know, you can't go to school now. You can't go to a club now. You can't go to church now. You know, before, how long ago was it when it was just you know, it was a joke. Somebody went postal. You know, you would think, you know, how long ago was that?
It was a joke. You said, "Don't go postal on me now." You know, and be like, "Oh God."
Yeah, but now you can't even go to a club and be free. You know.
Look at the stadiums. You know.
That's what I was saying. That's what I was saying to Charlie today. I said, if this happened at a Republican convention, you know, where's the outrage? Where's the outrage when the children, when the babies? Where's the outrage, you know, in the movie theaters? Where?
Yeah, but you saw that in the 1968 Republican convention or the Democratic convention in Chicago. You know, look when those people went berserk. That was how many years ago? 40?
What
68,
happened?
68, 78, 88, 98, 2008, 50 years ago.
What happened?
Wasn't that where Malcolm X was and all those people went nuts and they started shooting and they had fights and riots out there in the streets? I mean, I don't know. I was 7 years old.
Was that
but
in Chicago, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, I remember that.
Democratic National Convention.
No, I remember it, but I just saw something on TV.
I mean, people went berserk.
But what I don't like is where... Why are we so afraid to call this Islamic terrorism? The thing is, why are we just saying it's a act against humanity? Let's call it what it is.
Mm-hmm.
Stop spinning the shit in the bullshit.
Yeah.
Well,
but you know,
they won't say it's anti-homosexual.
Obviously, it's a gay hate crime. But you know, the thing.
The father of the guy said he should have left it to God to punish the gays.
And then there was another post on Facebook after the whole thing is. Well, it's finally somebody at least did something against the gays instead of innocent people. I was like, what the?
My aunt posted just hours into the day yesterday on Facebook. She reposted Donald Trump from his Facebook page, something about the president is not protecting us, it's time to impeach him. And I'm sorry, I just simply said, can't we bury the bodies first? The bodies weren't even named. They don't even know.
Yeah.
And they're already, I had to say what I said and then unfriend her because I'm just like, how can you just even take that moment to just turn it into something against President Obama?
You know what I'm so fucking tired of is everybody blaming Obama. Obama is one man. We have a Congress. There are three branches to our government.
Mm-hmm.
You have to elect the Congress people that are going to do what the people want. And then there's people that are saying, you know, we need to shrink government. Government was created by the people for
the
people.
Exactly.
As many people there are in America that are citizens, that's how big your government is going to be. And you need to recognize that we are the government, not the people that we elect. They should be doing the shit that we want.
Yeah.
And if we don't like it, then kick them out. Why do I keep voting for somebody that I have no idea who they are? Because he's been congressman for years and years? And
or if they even do what you voted them to do.
And then, you know what I don't like is Congress does not, they get to vote on their own salaries?
Increases? Yeah, no shit, yeah.
And how much time do they actually work?
You know,
how much time are they actually in session?
Not a lot.
It's like, you know, if,
is
I
it
think
four
it was,
months out of the year?
I think it was Warren Buffett that made some article or said something, and I don't even know if it's true if they did it. Sometimes I feel like they attribute things to him that probably he didn't say. But he said if our gross GDP or national debt goes more than 3% of our GDP, then Congress, all the congressmen should not be allowed to stand for re-election.
Yeah.
You know? And their pensions.
Well, if I didn't do my job, I'd be fired.
Right. And their pension should be part of Social Security instead of some other pension fund.
Along with their medical and dental and eye and retirement.
Yeah. And how many government workers are there? Do you think their spouses get paid because I'm making license plates?
Yeah.
But the thing is that we were talking about there's a lot of flag flyers. You know, what is it going to take? You know, there's a woman on the screen, on the news, wanting to know where her child was, on TV, being filmed on CNN, saying, I just want to know if my son's alive. And, you know, she simply just said, it wasn't CNN, but she said, will you people just stop?
Mm-hmm.
What is it going to take? You know?
Well, it's kind of like Sandy Hook. I mean, when you mentioned that today, it was like, I'll never forget that scene. That's when I was watching TV, and I thought, my God, those children are all in there dead. And because it's a crime scene, the parents were not allowed to go in and see. Could you imagine that?
No,
you know your child is in there dead because it's a crime scene. You can't go in and see them. Oh, my God. There's something fucked up in our country. I mean, sorry, but there just is. You know, we can let this carnage go on and on.
Yeah, but how many jokes or how many people actually think that what this kid did was a good start? How many times did they... you didn't grow up like me where they wanted to send us off to an island and kill all of us.
But you know
that
what?
AIDS was a punishment from God.
But Tim, you know what? But the thing... It's the people that do these acts that are the small minority. You know, I've always said that, you know what every mother wants for their child or their children is for them to be healthy and happy and do what they want. That's what most mothers want. You know what? It's the majority of the people that want to go out there and maim and kill and, you know, raise hell for their cause. Because that's going to give them, what, their 15 minutes of Andy Warhol fame that, okay, you know what, I did my duty. You know, you hear it all the time. Is it about the Islams that say that? You know what? There's going to be 101 virgins in heaven waiting for you if you go in and put this bomb vest on and walk into this place. Well, if you have no life or no nothing, you know, you're going to, well, hell yeah, I'll go kill myself. You know what? I'll go to heaven and get that.
But, you know, that's the thing is one guy goes out there and we think all the Muslims are like
that's
or
the
all
thing.
Of Islam
and they're not.
Is like that.
They're not.
Look, we had one of the most famous Islamists living next to us,
mm-hmm.
Muhammad Ali.
Exactly.
And he was probably one of the most peaceful persons.
He was a gentle person.
Yeah.
Yes, he
and
was.
And just a week ago, when he died, everyone's taking it. They're like, I don't even know if he even said it, but everybody's attributing every quote under
yes,
the
they
sun.
Are.
You know,
damn.
Why can't we all just get along?
Right.
Muhammad Ali.
Yeah.
A friend of mine today, he has an art show, and. It was gay related and just really some gorgeous work, and he noticed this woman dressed, you know, wearing the
burqa.
Yep. And she noticed him and walked up to him and she goes, is this your artwork? And he goes, yes. And she goes, are you I want to paraphrase and say, are you with the gay, are you the gays? And he goes, yes. And she hugged him crying and saying, I'm sorry for what happened, but that is not Islam.
Right, it's not. Those people don't believe in that. Those religions do not believe in that kind of hate.
But when I go to like today, when I go and, you know, to the book club and I'm sitting there at the end and then how old is he? 78, Bill?
Mm-hmm.
You know, and he just, and you don't even remember it, Jay. Noodles. That, you know, he just stopped talking and went over and just turned around and just hugged me. And he had tears in his eyes. You know, I didn't know until I got there how affected I was by that. You know, all I could do was get to the book club, and I get out of the car, and there's Jay just standing there, late as all hell as ever, smoking in his Marlene Dietrich pose.
You're never going to look
just come out of the closet, Noodles. Just come out.
You're going to have to edit that out.
But you know what? I didn't have that before. I have that now.
Yes, you do have that now.
You know,
yeah.
If I wasn't there...
Looney Bin.
How am I supposed to know that until I came into his life, would he have been affected by that? Would he have known... Or were I mad and angry at people going on like nothing ever happened? You know, they haven't been taught how to.
No, because
to
the only
speak in dialogue.
The only reference they know is, oh, you can say his name now.
He's dead.
Dead
now. Not me, but whoever that one person was.
But see, that's all it means is. You know what? You're around to be able to help change the world. I do believe that. Whoever said that, was it Eleanor Roosevelt or whoever said that, was, you know what? Don't ever underestimate what a small group of people can accomplish in this world, because you know what? That's all that ever has. It's not the big governments. It's the small people. It's a small group of people that get together and say, look, this is what we're going to do. This is how we're going to change things. It's grassroots. It's not big government. Because the small groups have the heart and the soul, and they've been affected. And, you know, let's hope to God something positive does come out of this tragedy. I don't know. Did anything positive come out of Sandy Hook? Anything positive come out of 9/11? Yeah, I think if you dig deep enough, there probably did. But, you know, the world's a different place, man, than we grew up.
Yeah, and then somebody had posted that on Facebook. It's this saying that says, you can wound us, kill us, attack us, propose bills to take away our rights. You can judge us, bully us, project your fears onto us. You can censor us, ignore us, but you will never stop us. We are a community of survivors. We have battled persecution from our families, our schools, and our governments. We lived through the Holocaust and then a plague. We have always dared to let our dreams reach beyond us. Every time we get knocked down, we got right back up. That is just what we do.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, you can apply that to almost anything.
And anything. And look at women. You know, yeah, women got the vote in, what, 1918? But look where we are now. We're still behind the men. It's still a man's world. And it has been. I mean, when I worked at WP, it was still a man's. It was a boys' club. It still was. It still is. There's one woman on the board of directors. You know? It's 2016.
You know what I don't like is we all, like, you know, where I come from, where I was born, Hindus, Muslims, Christians, we all live on the same street, and we all celebrate each other's holidays.
See?
But once we come over here to the new country,
yeah,
you know, we all want to, like, oh, I need a Hindu temple, I need a Christian church, I need a mosque. We don't do anything together anymore. The groups have split up between regions and stuff like that. Our country is so many hundreds of languages and so many thousands of dialects. And yes, we have our hardliners, our extremists in every group. But none of us, none of us, you know, agree with them. And yes, we're trying to stand up against them, but the thing is, we need to do that here. Exactly. We need to stop talking
about... That's what you said, why can't they do it with peaceful
resistance?
Exactly, just like Gandhi.
Exactly.
Mohandas.
Because once you bring violence into the key, into the mix, into the problem, you lose all respect.
Yes, you do. Yep.
And that's what we need to change. We need to be proud of ourselves in a peaceful way.
Yep.
Because whatever religion it is, it's all about love your neighbor as thyself.
And simple as it's, what doesn't kill us makes us stronger.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, to have you guys in my life, I didn't have it before. I got to be grateful for that. And that's what I take away with that today.